Welcome back, my friend. I know it was cruel to leave our heroes there, but as my mother always said, leave them wanting more. I'm glad you are back so we can continue our story. Last time, our heroes, they had saved the city from almost certain doom, only to be captured by the wily Miguel, taken to prison. Time has passed slowly for our heroes while they sit in prison, with no rescue seeming to be forthcoming. Our heroes must plan their next moves and plot their escape.
You all are led into a jail cell. Well, multiple jail cells. You are in an older part of the castle. It is moist and full of moss and gross, as you are all put into individual cells in a line. The guards are not kind as they push you into these cells with shackles on your hands and leave you there with a loud clang.
Lena goes up to the bars and the door and she starts shaking them and she's pounding on them. Gilly, you need to come out here and speak to me now!
There is absolutely no response.
Yeah, she keeps going.
Does Nyostroy notice any change in his magic?
I'm assuming he tries it and...
Yeah, I'd be trying to shoot fire, yeah.
He is unable to do magic of any sort while in here.
Does that include the magic that is making him not ill? I am fine with the answer being yes, if the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
With how the jail is set up.
Nyostroy just sits down on the floor and just kind of wheezes to himself.
Magdalene, I do not mean to be rude, but I do not think that he's, like, going to come back for a while.
How did he know where we were? Because he was lying in wait for us. How did he know?
I would not be surprised if these sorcerers of Porte had some kind of thing going on, honestly, with the guards at this point, because the way that everything has been set up, I am extremely suspicious, and Nyozi, it does not matter. Well, I mean, it does matter. It literally matters. Like, he needs to come and speak to us, because I don't know how to explain it, but there's something about he needs to come and he needs to explain to me what is going on. Even if I don't think it's family at this point, I think it's his duty.
Nyostroy, like, is still just, like, sitting on the floor wheezing and goes,
Magdalena, he is a coward. Why would he come and speak to you? What could he possibly say? I have chosen poorly. I am weak. There is nothing I can do to compete with you. So I am throwing you in jail because I am intimidated by you existing. That is all he could say.
I feel weird. Do you feel weird, Nyostroy?
Yeah, I feel like I'm dying, yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking my magic is probably...
Oh, you're thinking maybe the magic isn't working. Yes, I would agree, yes.
On a more positive note with the magic not working, you guys don't hear the screaming.
That is a positive note. That's been driving me insane. So, yay for Cormac. No more screaming in my head due to the magic rift in the sky.
Do we still have all our stuff, or did our stuff get taken?
They took your stuff.
Okay.
They definitely took your stuff.
Out of curiosity, have any of you ever been in a jail before?
No, can't say that I have.
Caitlin, this is the time for Cormac to give the most embellished story of the time he was in jail.
This one time back at the Glamour Isles. No.
I mean, other than that one time in Aizen, but we got out of that really fast, so I'm not exactly, I don't think that really counts.
I kind of don't know why we're alive. Like, at some point, it's really got to be asked, why are we even alive?
I'm curious about that, because I assume Fekalina is behind this, right? It's not just the guards acting.
Well, either that or, you know... Magdalena's brother has way more of a spine than I give him credit for, but I doubt that.
Oh, unlikely.
My poor spineless NPC.
Is he your NPC when I wrote him to be that way, or?
Oh, are we all in the same cell?
No, you're all in separate cells.
Okay, so we're like across from each other.
whatever configuration you guys want to work.
In a little box. It could be like two and two, you know.
However you guys want to be aligned. You guys are all in separate cells, though.
Okay. So, we're getting out, right? That's the plan? We escape. We have a dashing escape. Everyone knows who I am. And I'm on the run and infamous. And, you know, all the ladies love me. And, yeah, that sounds like a good plan, right?
It sounds like the only plan, because I don't think... I think we're either getting killed or we are digging out of here. So, sooner the better.
Excellent motivation, yeah.
As you all think about the reality of the situation, the fire of the torch slowly crackles as you guys begin to contemplate how to escape. What does this look like for you all?
Do you want us to roll or just narrate?
I want to say how you're attempting to do it.
Okay. I think Cormac would be like feeling along the wall, like examining the walls, feeling along the cracks. Like, it's going to take a long time, but it's going to be like, okay, is there like a crack in this here? Is there, you know, a small rock?
What do we have in our cells?
Hay, a bucket, manacles affixed to your wrists.
Like loose or attached to the bars?
Loose. You can walk around.
Okay.
So Njostroy is going to try to use the bucket. Does it have a handle?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to try to like use the manacles, wrap it around the handle, and try to snap the handle off, and then start just digging around the loosest stone I can find.
Solid.
And he just starts singing old, like, Arusa songs to himself.
Lena is pacing back and forth where the door is, and she's running her hands along the bars, and she is shaking them to still make noise and try to get their attention, but also to, like, test them.
Is there anybody else down here with us?
You have not asked.
What? I'm asking you now.
I was going to say, that was her asking.
I was saying no one else has responded. You have not like said, like, hey, anyone else in here?
Okay, but like if there are cells next to us, okay. I was wondering if they are occupied.
No, you are alone. I'm sorry. Okay. No one else is down here with you. Okay. You are alone.
Do we recognize this? Has this been in like a prison... that we know about? Is this a prison we know about from when we were guards?
Oh, that's a good question.
Make me a roll, Cormac, because there is stuff to learn.
Yay.
You can roll scholarship and wits.
Scholarship, huh?
You know, if there's one thing that I think about Cormac, it's a scholar.
I guess notice would work in this case as well.
Does our damage heal?
Yeah, you'll have time to heal. Like, okay. It's going to be a bit before you guys get to do stuff.
Alrighty.
Tunneling to freedom with a bucket handle is not a day kind of task.
Four raises.
All right. Was that with scholarship or notice?
That was with notice. How'd you know?
It's almost like you didn't take scholarship as a skill.
Yeah.
Thinking back, you do remember this jail. It was the old... part of the castle that was not used. There was a detention area that you used more often, and frequently it was not somewhere you guys would ever go.
Okay.
You guys were bodyguards. You were not captain of the guard. You were not keeping the peace. You were protecting someone. That was your job.
Right. Okay.
However,
but this is connected to the palace. It's just not the newer part of the palace.
Yes, this is connected to the palace. It is part of the castle. The other thing you notice is you've been in this area of the castle before. And as you look around, you notice that there is new stonework that has been done inside the cells.
Okay. Refurbished, just for us.
Just for you. I don't think it was just for you, but it has been refurbished.
I'm going to try to... just break the chains on my manacles just by pulling my wrists apart. Don't think that'll accomplish anything, but something Sigurthur would try.
Definitely.
Roll athletics and brawn.
Oh boy, one of my best stats. 4 raises with a die left over. And it's fine if the answer is I can't do it.
So you strain and flex, and for a second you start to feel a little bit of give, like you think like, oh, my hands are getting farther apart. And then you realize it's like your wrists flexing and your arms bending in a way, you're like, this is probably bad. The manacles are affixed and secure and not moving.
Oh, I miscounted. It was actually 5 raises. I don't think that changes anything.
You go a little bit farther before you notice it's your arms, not the manacles that are bending.
Okay.
So you guys begin your pacing and feeling of stone and trying to cope with this in any way you can. And time passes. And it's very difficult to tell how time passes when there is not a sun to keep track of days. But you do get 2 meals a day, and you can kind of use that as a template to figure out what's happening and how long it's been. You continue digging, you continue trying to loosen stone, you continue thinking about what you're going to do in here and when you get out. And day after day passes. And after 7 days, some guards come in. You, Cormac.
So you have heard of me.
Yes, you're on a lot of wanted posters throughout the town.
Oh, see, they're working. Well, that's great.
Why would you still be on wanted posters if you've been caught? You should update your wanted posters.
You know, that is a good question.
We haven't taken them all down. Honestly, we had a pool going whether you guys would have broken out by now, and let me tell you, a lot of us have lost some money.
You should build better jails.
Probably, but also, you know, you're a scary fireman. You know, we figured you'd melt everyone's face off.
I'm not a scary fireman. I'm an actor and a puppeteer, mostly. I would say my main skill is in children's puppets. So next time you have nightmares about me, realize you're having nightmares about children's puppeteer.
You say that, but the captain of the guard has half his face melted off from you, so you can.
He is a bad captain of guard. He should be better at dodging.
You can say that you are children's puppeteer. You also melted a man's face off.
Do we recognize this person as someone we worked with?
No, it's just a guard. No,
it's like Miguel. Guards, not palace guards.
It's that, and it's also some like low level lackey. It is not someone who is high up in the guard. Also, there's been a lot of turnover in 3 years.
That's true.
Anyway, one that we have heard of, though we've heard of all 4 of you, you know, there is a prisoner manifest on the door. You're coming with us.
What's the occasion?
You'll find out when you get there. This isn't a negotiation.
No, he's just like, okay, you're going to open the door, I guess.
He opens the door like, you can come with us or we can beat you and then you can come with us.
Open the door.
I open
get beaten. Do it. It disheartens them to have to do the beatings.
I mean, we can come back here and beat you later. I have absolutely no qualms with
this. I am a sickly old man. What is wrong with you?
You are a sickly old man who melted the face off of our captain.
Again, terrible captain. He got his face melted by sickly old puppeteer.
Anyway, let's get this over with. What's going on?
So, they take you. You are dragged.
I would say Cormac is putting on an act right now. He is kind of nervous. But he's trying really hard to play it cool.
They start walking you through the palace, and you like keep trying them for information, and they're just like, shut up. Please stop talking to me. I don't like you.
What's your name again? I feel like if we're going to be seeing each other, should you know my name?
My name's Victor. I don't see how that is relevant right now, actually.
All right, Victor. Nice to meet you. And your buddy?
Thomas. Like, I don't understand.
Victor, Thomas. Good to meet you.
I would say likewise, but really it's not. Like, honestly, you guys have only been problems in the city since you came back. Hence the wanted posters.
Hence the wanted posters, yeah.
Yep, so.
How are things as a guard, though? Is it, you fed well?
I mean, yes, we are in employ of the guards. Señor Santiago has... Why are you asking this? You are...
Let me be honest with you. It's been 7 days. And no one to talk to. I'm used to talking to people all the time, really. That's... I love a good conversation around a fire, you know?
You
and
seem like
it's been so long. Just friendly conversation. It helps me, you know? It helps me get through the monotony of being with those bozos, who I love very dearly, but, you know.
Maybe don't say that you love traitors to the crown dearly. Bad luck. Bad luck. Secondly, you seem like the kind of person who wakes up chipper in the morning and is annoying to everyone who needs a cup of coffee. Your silence speaks volumes on that, I will say.
Sometimes I wake up smiling. I can't say that I have in jail. There's definitely fleas in that hay. I can say that.
I don't know you about you, Thomas, but I think we should up the bounty just to make sure, you know, that...
Wait, what?
Just saying, morning people are the worst.
Oh, I mean, I could be quiet in the morning. Is it morning? How early is it?
It looks like afternoon to you.
Okay, so we're fine. Yeah. Everybody's awake. No harm, no foul.
So you are led through more of the palace into the more ornate and upkept part, where they lead you into a room, and you walk in, and it is a lavish room. There is a nice feather bed. There is sofas. This is a room you've been in before. It is a guest room of the palace. The one thing you notice that is different is that there are bars on the window that look pretty securely affixed. And as you step in and turn around to, like, ask what's happening, the door behind you shuts and locks.
Okay. Cormac's gonna scan this room, see what he can see.
So you begin to look around and you see Catalina sitting on the bed.
Fake Alina, right? Or no, real Catalina?
They look the same. Tell me how you tell the difference by a look when they look the same.
One of them I've been traveling with for 3 years. They look similar, but they don't look identical, do they?
You know, look, we've all seen Catalina lounge before. She has a very certain lounge position, you know?
It's been 3 years. She doesn't know what Catalina... She doesn't know if Catalina's wearing the same hairstyle or not. I'm going to argue with you on this one, because if she is Catalina from 2-3 years ago, they're going to look different in some way.
Well, that is a good point.
And Cormac's met her already, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless she is specifically keeping tabs on real Catalina and, like...
Which would give us information.
Which would give us information, and she's, like, specifically got her down to, like, I know how sun-kissed she was from being on a boat. Like, that's the difference we're looking at here, I think.
Can we ask her just directly, are you in fact fake Alina?
I'm sure that'll go really well.
I mean, you can. From a glance, Caitlin, it takes you a minute to understand.
Okay.
So you do not know at a glance.
Okay.
Given 5 minutes in a room staring at them both, you could easily pick them out.
Okay.
You have been in a... vaguely lit room for 7 days and relying exactly on your memory. This looks close enough that it could be Catalina or fake Catalina.
Okay. Oh, Duchess, I didn't see you there. To what do I owe the pleasure?
Well, it's good to see you again too, Cormac. I figured that you would be the one most wanting to join me. You are... someone dedicated to finding fame and fortune.
That's true.
And I think we can drop the pretense. You know that I am not Catalina.
All right.
and I am looking for someone to be on my side.
I'm afraid I'm not sure what I can do for you. Why keep me around? Why keep my friends around?
So, I think you need to understand my goals, and that will help. I want this city to burn to the ground. Everything in it needs to go. And you and your friends are great at disrupting everything. Everything you touch falls apart, and we have been in a siege for 2 years now, and things just only have gotten worse since you've been here, and that is exactly what I want. There was no giant tear in the sky when you guys arrived. The gravediggers were doing a casual extortion, and then your friend killed 30 of them in an afternoon. Granted, the werewolves being not attacking travelers is not great, but they are attacking the siege, which is making them more desperate.
So, why burn this fair city to the ground? I'm curious what your passion is against Eretrios. You seem pretty adamant about it.
Well, that's what happens when your father disowns you and gives your kingdom and inheritance to your little sister.
I take it your mother wasn't respected by the rest of the court?
Oh, no, it wasn't that. It's my father was an absolute asshat. I wasn't perfect enough for him. I didn't live up to every expectation that he had. And Castilians say that they're all about family and that family's the most important thing. But then I make a mistake. I flaunt my power too much, or he thinks I am not curtsying at the right time, and he gets rid of me and then casts a magic spell with the sorcerers to completely block everyone's memory of me. And the only person that they remembered was my dear sister Catalina.
Your father, the Duke.
My father, the Duke.
I'm sorry, Duchess. That sounds difficult. What?
You think so? You think that sounds difficult?
I confess I haven't been in a similar position, so I cannot empathize. I can only sympathize. What was your alleged crime?
That is a very fair question that I did not think of. You know the thing when I go like down a rabbit hole and like I think through like 7 details on this one thing and Caitlin's like, oh cool, like doesn't ask any follow-up on that, which is completely fair. And then the very obvious question that I miss and I'm like, why do you guys let me run games?
This is why I tell you to talk to Johnny.
I made a mistake and the Duke disowned me. What was your mistake?
Well, it is kind of like, let me ask you this. Are you imagining this on the order of I set a swear at church? Or like on the order of, look, I just really like skinning cats. I don't know what it is about it, but the blood flows.
Well, I figured it out. There was a nobleman who would beat his children. And no one was stopping him because he was prominent in court, so I ended him. I took matters into my own hand, and I slit his throat while he was sleeping.
I see. Ambitious at a young age?
Don't you have to be if you want to be remembered? Or if you want people to have heard of you?
Fair.
But Cormac, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you.
Oh, I see.
And what you can do for me.
Do tell, Duchess, and he sits down next to her.
I want to know where my sister is. And I know vaguely that she's probably in the catacombs because all of a sudden the gravediggers aren't extorting nearly as much, and groups seem to be uniting behind them in ways that have not been heard of before. But the catacombs are big. And you know where she is in there.
Duchess, I hate to break it to you. I have not actually been in the catacombs that much. Like you said, yes. They're giant, and I don't know where she is, or even if she's there anymore, honestly. We've not been back for a bit, and this whole Sorcerers of Porte thing, I confess I don't know where she is.
That might be true, but you can find her for me. You know where to look. You know where to begin. You know where to do all of this.
Do I?
Cormac, you don't mean to play dumb with me. But I don't expect this to be free. But I know you don't want money. I know you don't want women. I know all you want is to be remembered. And who is more remembered than a traitor?
Oi!
Your legends don't speak about being remembered for good things. They speak about being remembered.
I mean, I'd prefer it to be good things.
Right? I get that, but you, and I say this not out of malice, but you are the least well-known of your group. You have Lena, whose brother is the captain of the guard. You have Nostrai, who does fire magic and has started a circus. You have Sigrithur, who single-handedly faced 30 men alone in combat and won. And then we have Cormac O'Rourke, who has Lena talk for him and has Nostroy make up stories about him to see, make him seem better than he is. And all you have is a little spy network of children. They didn't even think you were good enough to have a spy network of adults. They gave you children.
I chose them! They're great!
Did you, or did Nostrai chose them, and then he handed them off to you? Who approached the children first? Answer me that, Cormac.
I do think it was me.
Nostrai, going back metatextually, you approached them to be a spy network, but Nostrai had already created a rapport with them multiple times before you talked to them.
Is it the same? Oh, okay. It's kids that he had run into before?
Yeah. Well, and you did Nostrai's tactic. Like, you used Nostrai's goodwill.
I used Nostrai's tactic. I didn't realize it was people that had worked.
Well, you were also using...
Oh, no, you're right, because they knew who he was.
Yeah. Right, and you were using his fame of, like, handing out treats to hand out treats. And a line you say is, like, when Nostrai does this, they come immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I feel like we have our own thing, you know?
Do you? Do you really feel that? Do you feel that you will be remembered enough to live on forever? And let me tell you, who's going to be remembered more than the person who hands over the city to be destroyed?
The person who does the destroying?
I mean, if you're the one who makes it possible, who do you remember with Julius Caesar?
Okay, I see your point.
You don't have to make a decision now. But just think, you are in a group of 5 people, if you include my sister, and you are the least noticeable. And none of the rest of them goal, none of the rest of their goals is to be remembered forever. And if you don't believe me, just look at the wanted posters. And then she knocks on the, like, she gets up and knocks on the door and is let out.
Can I ask her any more questions or no?
She'll be back.
Okay.
So when you glance at the wanted posters, inevitably, you see that the lowest value is for you.
Right.
All right. How goes spoon sharpening, everybody else?
So you said it's been 7 days?
Yeah.
So I think Yostroy at this point has, like, you know, got a rock pride up and is just, like, right now spreading dirt around his cell as he's, like, wheezing and coughing as he's still just, like, digging up chunks of dirt. And, like, making sure that his body can fit in the hole and he can still lay the stones over it. So, I don't know. Okay, it's going. Okay.
Are you putting the dirt in the, like, waste bucket so when it's taken out every so often, they take dirt out with them?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense, too. Like, I would also imagine just, like, filling the cracks in his cell, too. But yes, like, I think that makes a certain kind of sense.
Make me a digging in the ground roll.
Oh boy.
This is like the stabbing a witch roll from Wanderlust.
So I'm gonna go athletics and resolve.
Those both fit.
But could it instead be panache and performance?
Absolutely not.
Digging with style.
What if I tell a little whimsical story while I'm doing it?
You know, if you do that, I'll let you use athletics and resolve.
So I got two tens.
Okay. It basically is, as you said, you don't notice anything weird. It is just a normal cell that you are digging a hole through. Is this your first time in prison?
For Neostroy?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't want to make up your backstory for you. This isn't your first time in prison, and you're like, it's not going to be my last either. You're digging this hole. Lena and Sigrithur, how goes your spoon sharpening?
I think Lena is still convinced that she's going to be able to go through the bars right now. So she is throwing her brawn and her athletics into like trying to like slowly bend them and make them more like malleable.
Okay. Make me a roll for that.
Loosen some bolts.
That's the intention.
That feels like athletics and brawn, I'd probably say.
That's what I... Yeah. Not great. Two with one left over.
You have been at this for days, trying to bend these bars. Like, if I can just get enough space, I can slip through. And your muscles are tired and straining, and you hope against hope that you can do this. Nothing you have set your mind to before has not yielded results. And after 7 days of putting all of your muscle behind this for as long as you can, you do not notice the slightest difference in the bars.
As Magdalena is doing this, I want Neostroy to like be like a gopher in a hole. And he pops his head up and goes, Magdalena, do you want me to tell you a story? As he's like still digging dirt out of his cell.
No, thank you.
So the story is about a Wolverine, or it's a... No, you know what?
Neostroy, I have no interest in hearing your story.
This story is about a badger who is locked in a very small little cage, and who, because this is better with the fire puppets, imagine fire puppet.
I'm not listening.
Imagine fire puppet of badger. So there is badger in cave. And then he forgets he is Badger, and Badger can dig, and instead tries to rip bars off of the wall instead of digging a hole that his other Badger friend has been digging for 7 days and is making progress on.
You know the worst part of being in jail? I can't just leave the room when Neostroy starts telling these stories. I'm stuck here.
These stories are wisdom of years made manifest in words.
No, I don't think it's wisdom of many years. I think it's wisdom of you figured out the way to do it, okay?
Like, you know how I go out and work out so much? Part of that time is just to get away from hearing those three stories.
But my stories are charming. The kids frequently are not scared of my stories.
Are we children?
Well, no, but I think that the stories are still good.
I think that these stories are ham-fisted and are super obvious. You could just say I figured out the way to do it.
It's better when I have the fire and the puppets, but now I don't. I just have a hole to dig. I could make maybe a little ceramic badger puppet out of the dirt. Anyways, aside the point.
Thank you, Neostroy.
Sigrithur. How are you trying to escape? Or are you just meditating to reach, like, you know, a higher plane of existence and escape that way?
How long has Cormac been gone at this point?
Let's say half a day. It's been a minute.
Okay. So it's not been multiple days yet.
No.
I really don't have anything to do anything with. I think she just wouldn't. She'd just kind of meditate, to be honest. Like, you made that as a joke, but I don't think she would try to, I don't think she would try to use a bucket to dig way out because it just seems futile.
Is she doing a lot of push-ups?
I mean, she could, Have you guys seen the Doctor Who episode where Peter Capaldi's doctor has to punch through the, like, the wall of diamond or whatever? She could try that, but don't have a billion years to spare.
All right, so you guys are all doing that.
How about this? This is the thing I haven't gotten to do yet. I don't think I've gotten to do yet. Hey, Zach, would you like to choose what my character does? Would you like to choose my character's next action?
No, you can keep it.
Fine. Doesn't want to give me a hero point.
Oh, is that a way you can get a hero point?
Yeah, it's one of my quirks, the Bear's Arc. Earn a hero point when you let the game master choose your character's next action. I think she'll do a little scouting. She'll like check around to like the walls of the cell, see if any particular stone is looser or anything.
You can do that a little bit. You check for wobbly stones, and it all seems to be pretty good. You do notice the same thing that Cormac did of it looks like newly refurbished in certain parts of the wall and floor.
I just want to put in, while we've been here, every time somebody comes down, Lena has been making note, even if whether she's scratching it in the dirt or like just mentally, making a note of who is coming down here, if we recognize anybody, that kind of thing.
You have noticed four different guards dropping stuff off. The two that picked up Cormac are the two that dropped off your meals earlier that day. And it seems to be the same rotation of guards. You presume there is an evening and a morning shift kind of thing. And it's been the same ones each time. You now recognize them by sight. You do not have any past affiliation with knowing who they are.
Are there any windows?
There are not. They're in a sucky jail cell. The dark, dank tunnel. So, another several days pass. You guys continue doing your escape attempts or meditations, for depending on who you are. When a man dressed in finery enters, he is dressed in the Captain of the Guard uniform. He has a sharp beard and sharp mustache, both all of it coming to points. He walks past Nostroy's cell, not glancing. He does not care about Lena, but he turns to Sigrithur. Lady Sigrithur, would you care to come and chat with me?
Do I have a choice?
Oh, you definitely do. You do not have to speak with me. That is fine, but I was going to help alleviate your situation.
I mean, sure, does it get me out of this cell for a little bit?
It does. I'll have you know, there are guards here. You can try to break out, but they have crossbows and are ready to shoot you should anything happen. Also, before I unlock the cell, I would like an oath that you do not plan to escape and will come back without a fuss.
Sure, I'll take that oath, I guess.
Excellent. If we cannot count on our word, what can we count on? Am I right, Sigrithur?
He unlocks the cell.
She immediately escapes. No, I'm just kidding.
He walks with you. He takes you out into the hall and he starts walking the palace with you. You do notice that there are many guards behind you, all of them heavily armed. And they are at a range where it would be very hard to get them before they took you out.
So I'm assuming you are curious what is happening with you. Miguel has been very strict with the guards that have been coming down here and what they are allowed to say to you and what they allow you to give you. Hence you getting gruel without spoons on the floor. I do say that it is rather uncouth of him, and I do not agree, but he is my right-hand man, and I trust his judgment in this matter. You and your friends are meant to be executed, I am sorry to say. But in a siege, you think we'd be doing this quicker. Catalina, in her infinite wisdom, may she live forever, has decided that you shall remain in death row until she sees fit to sign the writ of execution. Specifically, she has stopped us from executing you. Now, I don't care about your friends. Whatever is going on between Miguel and Lena, honestly, I hope she dies soon because he has been a terrible captain of the guards since she has been back in town. He is being ruled by emotions, and all he wants to do is get back at his annoying sister. Nostroy has attacked captains of my guard. Cormac, I think, follows Nostroy wherever he goes, so whatever with him. But you are a woman of purpose, of skill, of honor. You could be a great guard, and you could work for me. I have the power to forgive all crimes that have been against you. You would just need to swear an oath of fealty towards me.
That is a very, very generous offer.
I thought you might like it.
I'll have to think about it some more. Do I have to give you an answer right now?
You do not. You have up until the noose is around your neck. And I understand this is a big decision, and I do not want this to come off as a threat. Okay? I want this to be seen as me just laying out your options. You can join me, or you are going back on death row. So just remember, these are your options. There is not an alternative. And I don't mean that as I'm trying to force your hand. If you believe that it is against your code and you would rather stay honorable to your cause, that is completely fine and admirable even. I respect that. But I am giving you a different option. You do not have to do that if you think there are better ways to be honorable. And he will lead you back to your jail cell and lock you back in.
Before he leaves, Lena is going to go up to the door of her cell. Can you tell us anything about where Cormac is?
He gives you a disdainful look. He does not have any pleasant feelings towards you, but he will look at you. Catalina has him in his own private area where she has been talking with him often.
Thank you, I guess.
You're welcome, I guess. And he walks out of the room.
Lena spits at his feet when he's gone.
You know, I'm a little bit offended that fake Catalina did not give me my own room. Like, I went and talked to her independently of us being in conflict with her. You know, I thought we had a rapport. We spoke to each other, but no, Cormac gets his own room.
The nice pillows.
Siggy, what did he speak to you about?
So he actually offered me a position at the guard. He said he could forgive my crimes and get me off of... Oh, by the way, apparently we're all going to be executed.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
You hear the frantic sound of a spoon digging faster.
But for some reason, Ficalina is not signing the writ of execution. She must want something from us.
Lena looks over at Nostroy's cell, because I'm guessing she can't see him.
Gopher pops up. What's up?
Do you think Cormac accepted the deal?
You know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, there is no deal I would accept. And I would also lie immediately. So, we're not dead?
You know, that is the one thing that I can guarantee of from you, is you will just lie.
Right? So, you know, even if he said yes, that's worth as much as he would prefer to be sleeping on feather beds and keeping the company of fake Catalina than sitting in a flea-bitten, you know, pile of straw with a bucket.
We flip to Cormac, snoring, spread-eagled on a feather bed.
With a plate of food half-eaten next to him.
The worst.
It's also really nice food. It's better food than you've had in a long time.
Excuse me. We make fantastic sweets.
It is better sustaining meals than fantastic sweets.
Are you going to take his offer to be a member of the guard? It's basically getting your old job back, no?
I don't think that's quite it. I think instead of being guard over a person, I'd be guard just a normal city guard. And I don't trust it.
I wouldn't either, but I'm biased.
Also, that means I'd have to leave you guys behind.
You know, maybe we can do like a pardon chain where you get out and then you pardon us and then one of us gets out and pardons the next person.
Don't think that's how that works. I think Señor Santiago is the only one that can do that. Or maybe Fickalina herself.
You know, honestly, if with the rest of us, well, if all of us, but if the rest of us are going to be executed, if I were you, I'd probably take the deal because at least one of us can continue what we've been doing. Because at least one of us should probably stay alive with the plan of finishing what we started. Just something to keep in mind.
And as the conversation lulls, the torch crackles, and you all fall into the slightly tense but comfortable silence that you know of just Nostrais scraping dirt from a hole as you all think about the reality of the situation. Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Kestiel. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.